Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast.
Hey, you guys. We're back again with another one. And let's just say, I told y'all last pod and all the pods before, life is life in. So I want y'all to know life is still life, all right? But today, I want to talk about in this particular episode, basically like learning from and running towards the things that make you scared. Because I told you guys I'm in this growing phase and I'm having growing pains and, you know, I'm scared of different things because it's just, I don't feel like I'm growing, but I know that I am, but things keep happening. It's not in my control. So it's super important for us to learn from, but also run towards these things that make us scared. So learn from what is making you scared, you know, and then keep going after it, right? And I just kind of like, I put that into Google, learn from and run towards things that make you scared, right? And right here, I'm going to click on the first thing, run towards what you fear. And it's from psychologytoday.com. And let's see exactly what it's saying here. Whether it's navigating through new software for the first time, anticipating an upcoming job interview, or getting up the nerve to tell your mother that you won't be coming home for Christmas this year, anxiety is part of and is parcel of everyday life, right? Everyone here has their own way of coping, but some ways of coping are better than others, okay? Is it anxiety? I know that I suffer from anxiety, especially as I get older, especially, and I'm going to say social anxiety more than anything. But you guys should definitely look into this article on Psychology Today that says run towards what you fear. And therapy, you know, I've said before in previous pods, therapy is super, super important. And I am all for therapy. I love having a therapist. I love being able to talk to someone that do not know me, not telling me things that they just are saying out of love or care. It's total strangers. So then let's see. Why should you run towards fear? Don't run from what you fear, but run towards it. If you fear it, it's important for your growth. So have at it, right? If you keep running from it, it'll come back with a vengeance and take you out. So remember I was telling you guys like a couple of pods ago, you know, you gotta, you know, duck or dodge or catch the curveballs, right? So face the fear head on. Tell it to give you the best shot. And in doing so, you'll stand up and learn the lesson directly from it, right? So I chose this particular topic because I just feel like that's where I'm at. I feel like I'm stagnant in a sense, right? I don't feel really any growth. I just feel like I'm being pulled back, but I'm just so scared of wanting, like I said on my last spot, wanting to close my businesses, just wanting to just start over or try something different. And I'm not going to do it, but it's just the fear of not succeeding because of the lack of staffing. That's solely it. I can't be multiple places at once. But I think this is a crucial, crucial topic. I think is something we need to talk about more. I feel like I come up with really good topics because it's real life. It's things that we don't talk about in society. Well, I'm going to say not in society, but in, I don't know who's talking about running towards your fear. We don't really, I mean, most of the podcasts, like I said on my last one, I'm going to mention, I don't really have too many podcasts that are telling me about the day-to-day things in entrepreneurism, like what I'm facing. You know, some things might be relatable, but it's just like, I'm telling you guys exactly where I'm at and what is happening. Transparency. Is being scared a learned behavior? Some fears can be learned by conditioning or by having negative experiences with something. For example, you might learn to be afraid of dogs if you've been bitten by a dog, or you might learn to be afraid of bees after getting stung. But we can also develop fears by watching someone else's fearful reaction. That's deep, you guys. That's deep. And I told you guys like months ago, that kind of go hand in hand with telling people your ideas and them putting their fear on you. And they've never even experienced it, but now you're scared because someone else has told you their fears or their mishaps. So now you're scared, but it's like, do it. Go after it. Make it make sense, right? So back to running towards your fear and how to move through your fear. Let's see right here. Let's see this article. Run towards your fear. Okay, one day is a... This is from joshlinger.com. One day, a wise Zen master went to visit a remote mountain temple accompanied by a monk. As the two approached the temple, a pair of dogs began to run towards them. The dogs were barking, angry, and sending fear down the spines of both of the men. The monk, who was still in training, right, saw the dogs and yelled at the master to run for his life. But the master did just the opposite. Instead of running away, he sprinted directly to the dogs while screaming and waving his arms frantically. The dogs were so surprised to see the master running towards them that they turned around and they fled away, right? Full of fear of their own. After the ordeal, the young monk asked sheepishly, "Master, how could you do that?" Right? "Weren't you scared of the vicious dogs?" The master replied, "Of course I was scared. But the only way to conquer fear is to run directly at it. If we run away, our fears will consume us," right? That is super, super deep. I'm going to say that one more time. The only way to conquer a fear is to run directly at it. If we run away, our fears will consume us, right? What you resist will persist. What you befriend will transcend. Deep gems, baby, gems. I love that. Over 100,000 of years, the human brain has been wired to run away from threats. But in modern times, it's unlikely, you know, a saber-toothed tiger will eat you. Your chance of failure, regret, and unfulfilled dreams are far higher today if you run away instead of confronting your demons head on. And in fact, life's biggest rewards typically lie just on the other side of what scares you the most. When something appears as a threat, think of it as data, not doom. Are you guys hearing me? The fear you feel is merely the signal letting you know that you're getting closer to making a personal breakthrough and finding the treasure. It's often been said that the sky is darkest just before sunrise. Similarly, our greatest accomplishments are often preceded by spine-numbing fear. So basically, you know, I like that the darkest time, that the sky is darkest right before the sunrise, because that's the beauty, watching the sun rise. So while it's super, super dark, right? And while I'm in this whatever phase it's in, I'm in. And I mean, it's tough, but I'm getting through it. There is going to be the sun. The sun will shine after this darkness. And I've said before, like, I'm self-motivated. I keep myself motivated. But seeing other people win motivates me and let me know that it's possible. You know, these pains are temporary. You know, the pain will subside and we will see another day. We will live to see another day to conquer. But what scares you the most? Stop ignoring the threat and confront it head on, you guys. Whatever that is, that fear is only a traffic sign that reads, "Proceed forward." Okay? Progress ahead. Let it be your concerns that lead you to your next point of discovery. Are y'all hearing me? When you feel like, you know, you're stuck and you're scared and you don't know which way to go, just let that lead you to just be like, just keep going. Even though you're scared and you don't know what's next, we never know what's next, but just keep going. Like, turn that fear into momentum to keep going, right? Instead of fear and it's saying stop, be like fear, but we're moving forward. We're going to keep going. When you bring fear into the light, it shivers away. If you hide from fear, you only embottled it, right? The next time the hair on your back of your neck tingles, right? Or your palm begins to sweat, or your hands start to tremble, forge ahead instead of retreating. Your full potential lies just on the other side, okay? This is a deep pod. This is a pod that I feel like I, you know, I'm getting chills just by talking about this, right? And look, my eyes watering. And I needed this, right? And I know that there's someone else that's going through what I'm going through and they're, you know, they don't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you today, right now, keep moving forward. God will light up the darkness, right? You're going to get through it. Trust me when I say it, you're not the only one. And right now, like I said, whatever this is I'm in, it has to be some greatness on the other side of this. I have to be about to get to another level. I know it. And I told you guys before, you know, all lessons, all L's aren't losses, they're lessons. All L's are not losses, they're lessons. So I might be losing employees. My numbers not doing as well as I would like them to do or what they're capable of doing. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, you guys. We're learning. This is a learning process. We're growing together. Grow with me. Trust the process. Don't rush it. When you're scared, keep going. When you're in doubt, keep going. Because their reward, oh my goodness, at the end, is going to be no feeling like it, okay? No feeling like it. When you feel like you're giving up, you want to give up, find a way. Find a way to keep pushing through, okay? I'm telling you guys, no one's really coming to save you besides God, right? But in the physical form of, like, humans, no one is coming to save you. A lot of these battles, you know, being that I'm a single woman and I'm more of a loner, I fight a lot of battles myself. It's a lot of silent battles, but you won't even know it. And I won't even tell you, but you get to listen to it here, right here on the PPP podcast. I'm open and transparent with you guys. There's a lot of battles that I fight, a lot. I mean, a lot of them be bigger than me, but I tackle them down. You wouldn't even think that they're bigger than me. You wouldn't think it. I show up and I show out. It's the best thing I can do. So again, you guys, you have to learn from and run towards the things that make you scared. Super, super important. And you're gonna feel good afterwards. You're gonna feel accomplished, relieved. Like all the like burdens that was on your shoulders just gonna weigh off. You're gonna just feel so light on your feet afterwards. Trust me, I know what it's like to carry so much on your shoulders, on your back. Lay them burdens down. Go after what makes you scared. Go after your desires. You deserve it. You deserve to get to see the light at the end of the tunnel because it's been so dark. You deserve it. Go get that light. Okay? How to move through your fear, right? This is from MikeRobbins.com. This is what he has. How to move through your fear. Here are a few key things you can do to most effectively move through your fear. One, admit it. Number one is admit that you're scared. Admit that you have fear. Acknowledge your fear. Tell the truth about it and be real. I'll be the first one to say, I can admit whatever it is. I can admit it. So that's number one. When you feel scared and you're willing to admit it with a sense of empathy and compassion for yourself, it often, right, takes the edge off and give you a little bit of breathing room to begin with. So that's super important, taking it and owning it, right? So then that's the next thing, owning it. You admitted it, now own it. After you've acknowledged the fear and you take responsibility for it, own it as your own, not anyone else's. We often have the tendency to blame others for doing or saying things that scare us. However, when you remember right? That no one else can make you scared. Only you have that power, and you take back the responsibility and the power of fear, and remember that it exists within you so that you're the only person that can change it. You're in control. Take that ownership. Own it. It's yours. You can turn it off or turn it on. You can know, you know, I'm not scared anymore. You get what I'm saying? It was you as a little kid that was afraid of the dark. But then one day you faced that fear and was like, I don't need the light on. I like it dark anyways. But you were scared. But it was you that got yourself through it. It was no one else. It was the inner self that said, I'm not really scared. I was just a little worried. You get what I'm saying? Because once your eyes are closed, it's dark. But it was a mental thing. So we're going to admit it first. We're going to then own it, right? And then he said, look, we're going to feel it. Allow yourself to feel your fear, not to just think about it or talk about it, right? This is something that I often do catch myself doing, right? But feel it in your body and allow yourself to go into the emotions of it. A lot of people don't want to do that, right? Even if it's scary or uncomfortable, but letting the emotions, right, run through your body and you're sitting in it, it's super uncomfortable. But like any emotion, when you feel your fear deeply and passionately, it has a way of dissipating, okay? You have to be able to sit in it. After you own it, it's like, okay, I've admitted it, right? I owned it, and now I'm feeling it, and I'm uncomfortable. I don't like the way I feel, but it's acknowledgement. It's going through the works. It's going through the process. It's letting it run its course. The next thing he said is express it. And I love this. I love, love, love this topic. Let it go. This is often easier said than done. Super important. But letting go of the fear becomes much easier when you're honest, honestly admitting it, owning it, right? Feeling it and expressing it. Letting go of your fear is a conscious and deliberate choice. And I love that I'm such a deliberate person and I'm just like unapologetic, because it's like, this is how I feel. If you're making me feel some type of way, okay, I've owned that. You know, you've made me feel some type of way, right? I've owned that. I've owned up to it. I know the feeling because I'm expressing it to you, right? But now I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to be unapologetic about it. Unapologetic. But it's a reactionary form of denial, right? It's not. It's not. Because you are literally giving a reaction to something that is causing you discomfort, right? It's not a reactionary form of denial. You're just letting it go. I'm moving forward from it. Once you've allowed yourself the time to work through your fear and you declare, I'm choosing to let the fear go and use my energy in a positive way, you're like a breath of fresh air, all right? I needed this spot. I have chills, you guys. I wish you guys could see me, the goosebumps. Oh my goodness. I needed to let this out. I needed to hear myself say it out loud, because I could tell it to myself over and over and over. I could write it down, you know, and I could tell it to someone else. But I'm telling it to myself today, and I'm telling it to you. Go towards what scares you. I'm telling you to admit these fears, own them, feel them, express them, let them go. Visualize the positive outcomes that you desire. Remember I told you guys at the end of the tunnel, you deserve that. You deserve to get through this darkness. Because you've worked this hard, you've gotten this far. Right now it's just super dark, but you deserve to see the light at the end of this tunnel that you've been working on or building or digging through. You deserve to see what's on the other side of this darkness. So if you're able to visualize the positive outcomes that you want and you desire, that's gold, baby. Think about it. Speak out loud. Write it down. Or even close your eyelids and visualize how you want things to be. I just told y'all last pod, I took time off of social media and I put more time into these pods and just myself, right? Learning me and learning what it is that I truly want. Like, opposed to just living a luxury life or creating success or wealth for myself. But there's more things that I desire. I'm just starting to really, like I told y'all on last part, I want a kid. I never, ever this much until now thought about a family. I am 28 and I'm like, damn, girl, you don't got no kids. All my friends, pretty much majority of my friends have kids. Not all of them, but a good bit of them. And it's like, now I'm just like, you know, I need to be thinking about this because I'm getting older. I'll be 29 in less than 6 months. So it's a different desire. I've been scared of it my whole life. Scared to have a kid, scared to, you know, go through whatever it is you go through. To have a kid, to carry a kid, the after of raising a kid. Shit, I'm scared of that. But it's something that I do know that'll be beautiful. It'll be beautiful after it's all said and done. All right? So if you're able to visualize how you want things to be, and more important, how you want to feel, that's being able to visualize that positive outcome. If your fear is focused on something specific like your work, relationship, money, etc., visualize it being how you want it to be and allow yourself to feel how you ultimately want to feel. This is so deep. I am super happy that I chose this pod today. This is so deep. I'm about to cry again, Lord. Oh my goodness. This is such a deep pod. But then after you're able to visualize that positive outcome and you're like, you know, this is how it feels like. This is what happiness and success feels like and look like. And you're able to paint that own picture according to your wishes and your desires. You gotta take action. Determine what that looks like. Like, you really have to be like, okay, I'm taking action. Like, I'm overcoming my fear, right? I'm running to it and I'm not running from it. So taking action, it means you have to be willing to take bold and courageous actions, right? Even if you're still feeling nervous, right? Your legs may shake, your voice may quiver, you know, but that doesn't have to stop you from saying what's on your mind. I'm a very vocal person and I'm going to express myself. And I tell y'all that, y'all know that, right? It doesn't have to stop you from taking the risk, you know, making a request, trying something new, or being bold in a small or big way. Doing this is what's going to build the confidence, right? It's going to allow you to truly move through your fear. Fear can and does stop us in life from being ourselves and speaking our truth and going for what we really want. But if you take the action and you say, you know, this is what I want to do, and you want and desire to go forward, then that's what's going to happen. But you have to know, when we remember with compassion that there's nothing wrong with us for getting scared, right? And we're willing to lean into the fears with vulnerability and courage, we are literally transforming them into something that catapults our growth and fulfillment in life. Literally. You understand what I'm saying? So I told you guys to move through fear and how you do it. You admit it. You own it. You feel it, okay? Sit in that shit. You express it, what you're going through, and to yourself, right? And even to whomever, others, or whatever it is, right? You didn't let it go because you're not going to let it consume you anymore because you've owned it. You've admitted it, right? You said, I've already felt what it feels like. I know where I've been and I know I've experienced it. I'm letting it go. But then you say, okay, well, now we're going to visualize the positive outcomes that I desire, right? We're going to see the light after the darkness. And then we're going to take action. And once you do all these things, you have no choice but to be fearful. Fearless. You have no choice to be fearless. Do you understand? I hope that this really helps. And I'm going to close out with, what would you do or say if fear didn't stop you? You got to think about that. If fear didn't stop you, where would you think you would be? What would you be doing? What would you be saying? Who would you be? How can you move through your fear in a more authentic and effective way? Think about this. And feel free, you know, share your thoughts, whatever. DM me, let me know what you think. Comment. But I really want you to think about, what would you do or say if fear didn't stop you? And till next time, make sure that you learn from your fear and you run towards things that make you scared. All right? Till next time. Mwah.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all mainstreaming platforms.